Okay, you're live.
Thank you. Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. We are on day 14 of our ZJO session. It is September 22nd, 2021, and the time is 10 a.m. Congressman Potts, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Lord, we thank you for today. We just thank you for the change in weather. We just thank you for blessings that you've given our nation. We just thank you for the ability to serve. Lord, just watch us, watch over us, guide us, and direct us, and help us make good decisions for your people. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene. Congressman Keene.
Okay, I just received notification that actually, he's having internet troubles and he's about to call in. So,
okay. Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard.
I'm here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker. Speaker, I have been in communication with Congressman Walker. He's having problems getting in. I've sent him the link a second time, but he is trying to get here. And Congressman Keene is in the waiting room. It says he's joining, but it's slow, just so you're aware. Speaker Pratt.
That's here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, thank you. We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from September 21st.
Hello, can anyone hear me? Speaker Pratt?
Yes, I can hear you, Congressman. Thank you.
I had some connectivity issues. I'm back. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Speaker, this is Raybard.
Yes, yeah, second speaker, go ahead.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to approve the journal dated September 21st, 2021.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Motion is made and seconded to approve the journal for September 21st, 2021. All those in favor say yes.
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 Say no. Okay, the journal is approved, and I'm going to ask that as we continue to move through session, and the journals will be much larger in the days ahead. Just a reminder that I review the journal each day, and the clerk doesn't leave the office until it's posted. Therefore, you should have it every evening. So I'm just going to ask if I could recruit some members to possibly review the journal ahead of time so that we don't spend 10 minutes of each session looking over the journal, because they will get longer. So I would just ask that of you all, please. Okay, next is reports of select committees. Are there select committee reports?
This is Alice.
Congresswoman Goodfox, go ahead.
Thank you. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met regarding Bill Number ONCA 21-113, an Act to Amend 21 ONC 1-103 of the Membership Act and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Maker. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes were Goodfox, Keene, and Bighorse. Can I continue?
Yes, please do.
Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met regarding Resolution Number ONCR 21-16, an act to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity to GSI US Inc. for a GSI US company prefix and identification license key agreement. The sponsor is Congressman Maker. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Keene, Goodfox, and Bighorse. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met regarding Resolution Number ONCR 21-15, a resolution to designate the Osage Nation Ranch LLC as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC pursuant to the Limited Liability Companies Act as the sole member of both entities. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Keene, Goodfox, and Bighorse. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Next is reports of standing committees. Does anyone have standing committee reports?
Speaker.
Yes, Congresswoman Shaw, go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you. First, the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met regarding Bill Number ONCR 2118, a resolution to revise the compensation and reimbursement allowance for boards and commissions of the Osage Nation for fiscal years 2021 and 22 to include the Community Development Financial Institution Board. The sponsor was myself, date of meeting, September 21st, 2021. Final committee action, due pass, recommendation, voting yes, Shaw, Pratt, Stabler, Lemon, reverting Keene.
Thank you, Congressman.
The Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee also met to consider Bill Number ONCA 21-98, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2022. In the amount of $45,479,544 and $5 million in restricted revenue to the Wajaji Health Center and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Jody Refard. Date of meeting, September 21st, 2021. Final committee action, due pass recommendation with yes votes from Shaw, Pratt, Stabler, Lemon, Refard, and Keene. And I believe there was one more attached. Okay, yes, ma'am. May I continue?
Yes, please. Thank you.
The Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met to consider ONCR 21-15, a resolution to designate Osage Nation Ranch LLC as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC pursuant to the Limited Liability Companies Act as the sole member of both entities. I am the sponsor. Date of meeting, September 15th, 2021. Final committee action due passed with yes votes from Shaw, Pratt, Stabler, Lemon, Brevard, and Keene. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. On August the 30th, we had a vicious dog attack in the Pawhuska Village. Since that time, there have been three more attacks. Hold on a second, I'm going to work with that speaker. Not by the same dogs. These are all by different dogs. If it hadn't been for neighbors that day, I don't know that the person that was attacked on August 30th would have survived it. Because of those attacks and because of the past history of dogs in the village and other villages and tribal properties, I'm going to introduce and read in today ONCA 21-115, an act to amend the criminal code on crimes against persons to make it a crime to keep dangerous dogs unrestrained, to make dog owners liable for damages and subject to criminal penalties, and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman. And ONCA 21-115 is assigned to government operations. Let me go ahead and okay, I'm gonna keep it there. All right, general order day two, where amendments may be proposed, ONCA 21-108 is held. And so ONCA 21-110, an act to appropriate non-tribal funds to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $108,791 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing none, ONCA 21-110 will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 21-111, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $819,554 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. I see Congressman Walker on the screen. Is Congressman Walker present?
Yes. Can you see me or you see where my name is up there?
I see everything you're doing and your hair is messy.
No, it's not. I have a hat on.
I can see your name. I just wanted to make sure you were there and because we're getting ready to vote. So just wanted to check on you and your messy head. All right. Moving on, bills and resolutions on third reading, ONCA 21. Excuse me, give me one second. An act to amend 21 ONC section 1303 of the Membership Act and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Maker is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I will split my time.
Okay, you have the floor, sir.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, this act is to amend our membership act because there has been a problem with obtaining certified death certificates. And this has been going on for quite a long time. It's nothing new. And it's been brought to my attention as chair of the membership committee when I talked to our director, Ms. Malone. And she informed me that this was a growing problem because of the recent monetary distribution to the tribal members. It's having a hard time keeping an accurate membership role in our database, which is mandated by our Constitution. So after discussion and discussion in our membership committee meeting, we decided to do all we can to help our membership department in obtaining accurate records. And they came up with this death affidavit, which could possibly help our membership department before they could obtain a certified death certificate. Because as some of us know, this had to deal with these death certificates. They're hard to come by. There's a process. And also, there's a lot of tribal members outside our reservation who are really slow in sending the death certificates, if they send them at all. Now, we do know that here on the reservation, when an Osage, especially restricted Osage, passes and goes into the spirit world, well, we automatically have to notify the agency, especially if they're an annuitant or a landowner, because they have IIM accounts. So in that case, there's usually not a problem of getting a certified death certificate, but there is a waiting time for all death certificates, as we know. But this... this act is really needed. It has been discussed in our committee, so I would you please support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Would anyone else like to speak to ONCA 21-113? Hearing none, Congressman, would you like your remaining time?
Master, I waive my time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 21-113 pass?
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 21-113 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, the alternate effective date passes and ONCA 21-113
resolution to designate OC Nation Ranch LLC as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC pursuant to the Limited Liability Companies Act as the sole member of both entities. Congresswoman Shaw is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
And Speaker, thank you. I will split my time.
All right, you have the floor, ma'am.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, colleagues. Good morning to everyone that is listening. Thank you for this time. I know that this particular piece of legislation has had a great deal of discussion. I know that emotions on both sides are strong. But the first thing that I want everyone to know is I want to make it clear that this legislation is not about our current ranch management in any way, shape, or form. I think they've done a great job. I'm proud of what they've accomplished. And, you know, I go to as many of their meetings that I can, and those folks are committed, knowledgeable, and from the ranch manager on down, really good employees. So I'm proud of what they've done. What this legislation is about for me is about putting a structure in place that makes good business sense and puts us in the best possible position to further develop our LLCs to be successful, turn a profit, and provide a dividend to the nation. I think that, you know, if one thing this terrible pandemic has shown us is that we know that we rely on one source of revenue. We rely on gaming heavily. And thank goodness they do such a great job of taking care of the nation and providing revenue to support our programs and to support our people. They've made the right decisions at the right times, and I'm grateful for what they've done. However, as every single person who sits in this seat has said at one time or the other, we have to and can and perhaps do better. We have to start seeing dividends from our businesses. One of the things that I think that this legislation will do is create one team, a shared vision, shared strategy, which is important in business. So I will close with that at this time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Congresswoman. Is there anyone else who would like to speak to this resolution? Okay, hearing
none. Speaker, this is Maker.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I have some comments about this.
Okay, you have the floor.
Thank you. Yeah, we have talked and discussed our board structure many times, as we all know. This has been brought up, I think the first time it was brought up, it was called the Super Board or something like that. And I think it's a good idea because as we know, I don't know about all the listening audience, but we have a lot of boards. And when we first discussed this years ago, we had a list of all the boards, and there's a lot. But some of these boards are necessary because every time the nation creates an entity, you have to have something over that particular entity. So usually we just create a board, usually five members, so they have a good representation in different points of view. Of five members who can discuss whatever business they have. Okay, now, when we come fast forward to when we obtained the former Turner property, Boost M Ranch, I still believe that's one of the greatest things our nation has done. To get a large piece of our reservation back in our hands is something we all want. And all of our old timers, all the elders, and all of our past tribal members, chiefs, and tribal councils, that's always been something, a dream that we always had. To get a big piece of property like that at one time is amazing. And I commend Chief Standing Bear and and his team, and there's a lot of people worked on that, and it was just to me just a miracle from God that we got that property. And I think the way it's been run right now, it's a great job, and they're doing everything we've asked of them. It is a ranch, and they're doing everything right that that they've been asked to do. And I think this ranch, just like gaming, should be separate from this the main board that they're going to be under, this umbrella. And I think all the other boards that we have are be fine underneath the umbrella of this economic board. But I think there's some things that need to be left out of that right now. It's like gaming. I mean, if we're going this direction, does that mean sometime in the future gaming is going to be under this? Our health system is going to be under this? So I just think that when we first obtained that ranch, it was to be left alone as a standalone entity, and they've been doing a great job. And I feel at this time that it needs to stay that way. Thank you. Those are my comments.
Okay. Thank you, Congressman Maker. Anyone else like to speak to this resolution?
Maker.
Yes, Congressman Tillman, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, everyone. And just like to speak about this piece of legislation, just my thoughts. And I'd like to thank the sponsor for doing the work that she has done. I know, Congresswoman Shaw, you've worked hard to bring this legislation about. And I go back often and I think about, you know, economic development for the nation. And when we bought the ranch, $70 million or so dollars, you know, which is a huge investment and a huge asset. And we took control of the ranch. Typically, in an acquisition of such a large piece of property and a large asset, you maintain the current management at that time and kind of phase them out and replace them with your own folks. And we immediately terminated the ranch management that was in place for Turner for over 10 years, which just in my opinion was a mistake. And we appointed our first Osage Nation Ranch, they called it at the time, our first board there, who to me were filled positions with quality members that understood what they were getting themselves into. And you just fast forward and, you know, now we're on our second, third set, our 10th, 12th different board members since we began. I know there were comments from leadership positions that even said, you know, we've got the land. We don't care if we ever make a dime. It's our land. It's ours here now. And they didn't care if they ever made money with it or not. You can go back and research that and you can find that. So to me, it's kind of, you know, here we go again. Our business acumen has been anything but less than impressive. Economic development has been a huge weakness, you know, for the Osage Nation, as Congresswoman Shaw alluded to. The current board, I feel, has developed relationships with vendors, planners, you know, their goals and plans for what they have coming in the future. Now we're going to hand this over to be discussed with new management, a new LLC. And to me, by the way, where is ONES? Or are they supposed to be under the LLC? They're supposed to by law, but I don't think they currently are because of articles of incorporation or whatever the holdup is there. And I know they have mixed feelings about going under the Osage LLC. Even during this session, executive presented their own economic development department. So I sit back and I wonder, who's in charge of making the nation non-gaming revenues? The Osage LLC is an executive, because it hadn't happened. I know the chairman of the current Osage LLC, he's up for reappointment. And is he going to be reappointed, or is there going to be another replacement? You know, I don't know where that's going. So to me, this atmosphere of economic growth is very unstable right now. So I'll be voting no on this piece of legislation. Hopefully in the future, we can come up to some plan of economic development that will ensure that we are doing our due diligence, our proper homework, and moving forward so that we can make an investment in our nation and our resources for economic growth. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. Is there anyone else who would like to speak to ONCR 2115?
Speaker, this is Stabler.
Yes, Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Thank you. I have a different view here of what we are dealing with. Since I have been on Congress, this is just my first term, but since I came on, I've really focused on this area and listened and read and met and tried to make as many of the meetings and got to know the boards and tried to get to know the businesses. And I think we've made great strides in the last 3 years. We went through some really rocky, hard times that we heard about before I came on this this body. And since then, we've managed to work through them and push through them. And, you know, we're going to have turnover. We're going to have turnover on this body. We're going to have turnover on these boards. And we're going to have turnover in the executive office. So things are going to change. No matter how far in the future it is, there's always going to be change. But we need to try to make positive change. And for me, all of these businesses are starting to function. They are starting to generate dollars. The next phase is for them to start providing dividends to us. I think that that's vital. That's the law. But I do think these businesses are moving toward what we envisioned. Since I've been on here, the discussion of what we've envisioned to go to this one board and have it to be a diverse board that has specialties in it, but also, you know, and I'm talking about specialties within industry, but also having a good business sense, and to group these all together and have that umbrella that talks about business. One of the things we have is we do have a lot of boards and we have a lot of activity going on, but we also have a lot of involvement between government and business, which is not supposed to be there. And so I've seen that start to change a little bit, and I can see some good positive decisions being made. And I'm really anxious for this board, you know, to Congressman Tillman. ONCE is already under Osage LLC. We did that in a previous year. So this, I think this is a positive movement. I feel good about it. When you look at the ranch is a business. We're not taking the ranch management out of it. We are simply adding that layer of business management over it. And so I'm happy with this movement. Wish I could think of some more words to go into that with, but I'm for this and have been for this. Ever since the discussions, and like I said, it's been on previous Congresses for a long time. We've all known that this was the way to go with it. So I'll be voting yes, in full support of it. And maybe it will someday that we'll have health care. Right now, health care is a program. It's not even a business, but it's one of the, it's the second major generator of revenues. So you know, things are gonna change, hopefully for the best in the future. And so I'm going to be voting for this today. Thank you. Those are my comments.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Anyone else?
Madam Speaker, this is
Okay, I hear, I'm sorry, I heard two at the same time, voices. Whoever wants to go next has the floor. Is that second speaker? And
This is Brandy also.
Brandy, okay.
Yes. Congresswoman Lemon, I'll yield to
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Thank you, second speaker, and good morning, everyone. Good morning, Assistant Chief, and everyone listening in, and thank you for this opportunity. I want to speak to this bill in support of this particular piece of legislation, in the sense that a lot of things that have already been said, I echo a lot of and have a lot of the same feelings and beliefs that Congresswoman Shaw and Congresswoman Stabler have. I have talked to some board members and of the Osage LLC, and one of the things that they that one of the board members mentioned was the risk of, you know, the whole entire reason why we removed the ranch from underneath the Osage LLC. I think it was back in 2018, if not, it might have been 19. My years might run together. But I was a new member of Congress, just like Congresswoman Stabler, and we were up against a situation that transpired before we came onto Congress. And, you know, some of the members that are seated on Congress now went through the bad times with the Osage LLC, and just the term LLC being a bad word in our in our government, in our lives, because of the mismanagement that we did have. But and it's where we're at today is so different than where we were a year ago, and even 2 years ago, and even 3 years ago. And I've taken the time to really develop and others probably have too, to develop a relationship with some board members. And if there's one thing that we all know, is that we haven't had to actually bail the LLCs out again. We haven't had to do that. The broadband project, which Osage LLC was handed and then handed back to the nation, and now it's back in Osage LLC's hands. This group of people have got it where it needs to be, and they continue to work on it. And everybody can see the progress that they alone have made when so many people said, it's not going to work, it's not going to happen, you know, all these things, that, and they stuck to it. And we are going forward, and there's going to be broadband for us out here in rural America. So that is a shining point in the abilities of this particular board that is seated at the Osage LLC. It makes sense to me to align all of our business together. For one, you can utilize shared costs, whether it be the HR, whether it be attorney fees, all the other shared costs that are available. To a situation whenever you're all aligned underneath the holding company. It also stops the competition of all of our LLCs coming to Congress and having us make the business decision on who gets to get funded and who doesn't get funded, or who's partially funded. And that takes it off the table. And that was a huge topic back in 2018, was, you know, we shouldn't be making business decisions for the nation. That was a huge topic. And I recall so many other people saying it and voicing it. And so this stops that competition of us having to say, well, this particular board is worthy of the appropriation that they're seeking. And this isn't to change management. If anybody has taken the time, Mr. Freeman, who is the board president of Osage LLC, has no intentions of doing away with the manager of the ranch. And, you know, as far as that goes, anytime a new entity takes over a business, they're always going to look at best practices. They're going to look at where their strengths are, where their weaknesses are. And if a manager happens to be a weakness, the restructuring is going to indelibly end up being that that person is going to either be demoted or moved someplace else, or lose their job. And anybody who knows what capitalism is and understands what it is in this country knows that when a new entity takes over or buys out another entity, there's always going to be situations where they're going to be looking at how can we improve this for the type of business acumen that we are headed toward? So I am in support of this for heading forward and eventually utilizing all of our businesses in line with one another in hopes that it's somewhere down the line we are successful in economic
time.
Development. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Second speaker, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. I just wanted to, and I appreciate the comments from Congresswoman Shaw and Stabler and Lemon. I really do, because I feel, you know, I don't want to say I feel, I believe in their sentiment about where we're going as a government, and I feel like this is a good time to do so. I've reviewed their financials of each entity, and I'm not going to repeat what the other congresswomen have said, but I just want to add too that what I've seen in attending, listening in on other board meetings is that I'm hearing a lot of duplication of services or functions, and I feel like this is a good time that we support streamlining these efforts. And an example is, we have a lot of different entities trying to purchase land. And I think maybe Congressman Tillman may have touched on that a little bit, who's doing what. And I feel like in listening to these boards and executive, it seems chaotic to me, and I would like to be part of streamlining this at this time. I feel strong about the Osage LLC as to where they are. Regardless, something that's very important to me is I've gained trust in the Osage LLC, and they have stated that they're ready, and I feel like I have respect for all the other board members as well. I just feel like this is the time that we start focusing on economic development through our business enterprise, which is the Osage LLC at this time. And I'll be supporting this bill. Thank you, Speaker.
Okay. Thank you, Second Speaker. Anyone else have any remarks regarding ONCR 2115? Okay, I would like to briefly, before I believe Congresswoman Shaw, you have time remaining. I just wanted to kind of circle back because there have been several comments made, and there's also been several questions. I agree with so much that has been said, but a lot of the dangling questions that are out there, I believe that, you know, there are members of Congress who have taken the time to speak with the board and the executive branch and try to get some of those answers, because, you know, of course, we often have a lot of the same questions. And so we have worked through this to try to get some of these answers. And, you know, I am one who actually voted on the ranch. And so I remember everything that we've been through, and it's been a long journey. And even regarding the Osage LLCs and the comments in saying that, you know, we are one of the biggest hurdles we really had to get over, and it was frustrating to watch, was the trust factor. Was like just trust in the folks that were seated. And that's why it's so important to have, strong folks on the boards and in all of these boards appointments. And so I believe that we are truly there.
they have done a lot of work. They have proven themselves. I mean, each time, you know, you can believe in someone. They can have a great resume, but I believe that these gentlemen on top of that have truly proven themselves to be, you know, legitimate in the business sense and ready to move forward and very engaged and committed Osage men. And so when I first came on in 2014, that was one of the first meetings I had, you know, with someone, you know, kind of outside of the nation. Was we actually paid a law firm and that was the collaboration between the Congress and the executive branch. And we paid a law firm to put together, you know, this board structure for us. And that's, you know, it was mentioned, it goes back to the super board. And so it's taken different, somewhat different shapes, somewhat different names, but I've also gone through in going down with other former members of Congress and current chief to visit surrounding tribes, economically viable tribes, and to look at their model as well. And so I feel like we've almost, you know, doubled back, but that's okay. We're here now. And I agree that there's been a lot of work. There has been exhaustive hours of conversation on these and questions and concerns answered. And we know that we've been talking, they know that we've been talking to them, and we know that they've been talking to us. And so I don't want anyone to think that communication is not there and we haven't. Now everybody's got to, you know, make good on what they said in those discussions that we've had. But this, we're all on the, you know, the executive branch and the Congress members who have been very involved in the previous Commerce Committee, the current Commerce Committee has done a really good job in trying to work through this. This is just a piece that's going to bring us to that time and place that we have been talking about for so long. And I have, you know, members know my frustration is how frustrating it's been because how long it's taken us to get here, because it seems, you know, at the end of the day, simplistic in movement, but there's so much involved with it. And all those things I realized had to be, you know, tied up and corrected. And so now is definitely the time. And the conversation that began years ago, one of the reasons was because we had discussed that we were spending about $1 million a year in board stipends. And that was another concern, was to merge some of these boards. And I know that a few of the congresswomen have spoken on that, on how talking about shared costs. And so that helps with, you know, cutting down on the accounting, cutting down everybody having their own attorneys and consultants and all that. So, you know, hopefully it will.
I'm...
Oh man, really? Okay. That went really quick. Darn it. All right. Well, anyone else? If not, then Congresswoman Shaw, you have remaining time, but I think you can give it to me if you want to. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, you have remaining time, and if you would like it.
Speaker, thank you so much. I'll be brief. I first want to tell my colleagues that I appreciate and respect every single comment, even from those that have indicated they do not support this at this time. Again, to kind of reiterate some of the points: shared costs, better use of our resources, efficiencies that can be recognized by coming together and combining our efforts, putting a strong, proper business structure in place that can carry us through and move us forward, and shared strategy and goals. So I think that our businesses have done well. Congresswoman Stabler is correct. They've made great strides, and I'm very proud of that. But I just feel like we could be stronger together, and I ask for your support on this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Chaul. The question is, shall ONCR 2115 pass?
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. All right. ONCR 2115 passes and will advance to enrollment. Next is ONCR 2116, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity to GS1 US Inc. for a GS1 US company prefix and identification license key agreement. Congressman Maker is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed, sir?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'll split my time.
Okay, you have the floor.
Okay, yeah, thank you. This is another thing we discussed with the membership department, and it concerns something we all know that we've been discussing for years, and that is our an updated membership card. And we've been discussing this ever since I was the first chair of the membership committee. That was like 7 years ago. We were talking about getting a really nice ID cards, membership cards with the picture. And there's been all kinds of discussion what goes on there, veterans, insignias, you know, whatever branch you are in. And just having a really good membership card. And it's come to the point now where it's even gone to where kind of similar to the real so-called real membership cards of the state of Oklahoma, which can be used in airport security, TSA approved. And that's kind of where we are now with our this new membership discussion, the cards. And so that's this company here that's going to we need the license and the sovereign, the waiver of sovereignty. They need that before they can get busy working on making our new membership cards, which are going to be supposedly even could possibly replace a passport. I don't see how that's possible, because if anyone's traveled overseas as a tourist, you have to have a passport. Like if you're going to travel around Europe, Africa, the Orient, I think you're still going to need that passport. But these new membership cards are going to be really good, and I think it's something we can be proud of. And also, it's not mandatory that you get one of these cards. It's only if you want one. You can still have the same membership cards that we have now. And I think even those are going to be at least updated with a photo. But this is something we need, and the membership department needs. They've been working on this for a long time. There's been a lot of work done on this for years, as we all know. So I urge you to please support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else like to speak to ONCR 2116?
Speaker, this is Rebar.
Yes, second speaker, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. And I want to thank Congressman Maker for getting this or making this alive again. And he's correct in that this is something that has been, you know, going on for some time, and I feel like it's going to take us to a different level of professionalism, strengthen our membership identification, and really help us be a government that exercises our sovereignty, and which sounds crazy because we're, you know, asking for, we always have to ask for these waivers of sovereign immunity. But at the same time, this particular bill actually strengthens it in a different way. And I was reading this bill and all the documents that were provided, and I just, I'm going to be voting yes to support this. And I like to see that, you know, keeping this alive, this project alive from start to finish is important. I know Congress has put in a lot of money in this project, and I just appreciate all of the hard work that's been put into this bill. So I'll be voting yes. Thank you.
Second speaker. Anyone else? Hearing none, Congresswoman Maker, you have time remaining.
Would you like it again, Madam Speaker? No, I think I've made all my comments. I just please urge everyone to support this so we can get on and finally get this membership dilemma settled. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. The question is, shall ONCR 2116 pass?
Congresswoman?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman? Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCR 2116 passes and is advanced to enrollment. We are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to notice the Health and Social Services Committee meeting is immediately following session until 5 p.m. I think that we could, we'll start at 11:15.
All right, thank you, Congresswoman. Any other motions or notices?
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Say no. All right. Thank you. We are adjourned until tomorrow at 10. Have a good day.